This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, what are we seeing taking place in the grains on this first trading day of the year?
Well, I was a little fearful the first trading day of the year. I could see a lot of selling pressure, and that's definitely what's coming through here today as we're seeing strong selling in the soybean market, and that's kind of leaning over into the corn and the wheat market as well. As we got a lot of red on the screen today, so beans pushing 30 cents lower here off the friendlier forecast in South America and Brazil mainly. Obviously, picked up some decent rain is in certain locations, and that forecast seems to be a little bit more friendly as we move into January. So with that, though, we're down testing some key support, March at 1270 area, so we need to see if that can kind of dig its heels in. But I just don't like the price action today. Gapped lower, in other words, a big break lower on the open.
And is it mostly then that weather forecast and the weather, the rain that has been received by South America that's driving this? Do you think it's a confluence of factors driving this?
That's the biggest factor, is that as the rain coming into the forecast and the prospects, South America is going to produce a nice quality crop of beans overall when you add the Argentina crop in with the weakened Brazil crop. I do think a big factor here the first of the year too, though, you had some producers had to make some decisions on grain today. Are they selling the market, just getting at price, moving things out? I think that's bringing some selling pressure into the marketplace as well today.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowaCCA.org.
At midday, March corn is down 8.25 at 463 even. January soybeans down 27 even at 1266.5. On the Merck, February live cattle up $3.77 at 172.27. January feeder cattle up $3.35 at 225.65. February lean hogs down $1.20 at 66.77. February pork cutout up 25 cents at 81.97. And Class 3 milk up 8 cents at 15.51. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.